Dr. Galthorpe, I'm extremely proud of you. Thanks for bringing this to the topic table this morning. I feel between shopping and cooking, events, work, and it's tough sometimes just to catch your breath, and it's really important. I feel that we never get enough time in the day, or this time of the year for that matter, to actually just kind of chill. So we need to be doing that. Is that fair?
That's fair. Most people have had that exact experience that you're talking about. A recent study shows that most people are feeling more time constrained than ever. Yeah. In fact, twice as many people would choose 2 weeks of vacation over 2 weeks of extra pay. So here's what's interesting. Researchers referred to people who feel they never have enough time as suffering from time famine. So they're hungry for more time. In contrast, those who felt they have lots of time were described as having time affluence. So they are rich in time. You know, Julie, I really like the way that you put that, time famine. Just so smart. So with a little baby and working full time, I certainly think I fall into the time famine category. You know, like with Christmas and then the holidays are coming. There's so much to do, and these are things that I can't change. So where would someone like me start if I wanted to feel more time affluent? Well, here's where it gets interesting. So research shows that when we give our time to others, whether it's writing a note or a card or helping a neighbor, we feel more accomplished. So this sense of accomplishment creates the perception, and we often talk about perception, that we have more time. So even if we have the same amount of things to do, we perceive ourselves as being more time affluent.
So it's not then about having extra hours in the day then, but about how we feel about the time we have?
Yeah, exactly, Miriam. So, and during the holidays, this is especially important. So instead, here's the idea. Instead of scrambling to buy that perfect gift, you can focus on creating shared experiences or offering your time to help someone in need. So in other words, helping other people can actually increase times of time affluence and alleviate the perceived time famine. So the research demonstrates that spending more time on others makes people feel like they have done a lot with their time. And the more they feel they have done with their time, the more the time they feel they have.
We're talking about feeling like we have more time, and what a perfect time to be talking about this as people are unsure of what to give others. Let's get practical. How can listeners package the gift of time and help out some family and friends?
So a few ideas. And one idea, you know, I think back to my kids growing up, is that what kids or teens often do for parents, but we can do this for anyone. It doesn't just have to be from children to parents, is create experience coupons. So an offer to babysit, cook dinner, run errands for a friend or a family member. Write it down in a card. If you've been struggling to find time to get together with friends, this is where you can all benefit. Volunteer or do something together. Sign up for an event, or you can even do this with your family. It's you bond with that group while giving back. So it's a time-based activity. And this one is one that often, myself included, we have the intent of doing, is giving personalized time by sharing an afternoon or doing an activity with someone based on what they like to do. So an example, which, you know, every year I say I'm going to do this, but it hasn't happened yet, is take time to say, go through, you know, my mom, we have all these photographs, and I said, okay, I'm going to take time. I'd really like to go through those and look at them, and something I know that we would both enjoy, but both seem so pressed for time. So based on this research, if we just took the time to do it, we're going to feel like we have more time.